Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome to episode 13, my lucky number, of Crevacation. Apologies for my voice. I'm just getting over a sickness, so I'm a bit croaky. And yeah, gosh, we made it way over the halfway point, guys. This is amazing. And I'm really actually quite excited about today's episode. I've been talking about it all day. I've been in rehearsals for the Suicide Girls Blackout Ballet show that's happening on Friday. And we've been talking about it all day with my dear friend who is coming on the episode. And I really think it evolved into something better than even what I wanted it to be. It's on a subject that's dear to my heart. We're talking about mental health today. But it took a much more feminist twist than I intended or predicted or anything like that. So I think it's really fucking great. Bea is also a little sick. She's just flown back from LA. Very exciting, but she's had the flu. So she's croaky also. We have also been a full day of rehearsal, so we're very tired. So please give us some slack. But I think, yeah, I'm going to stop waffling here and continue waffling in the episode because it's a good one. There's a lot of information in there. Obviously, I'll put out the cards for you if you're listening on Acast, so you can click through them and read all the information. But apart from that, yeah, let's get on with it. So as per usual, you can find me online at Cats and Crows, KatasandCrows. If you're listening today on Acast, feel free to, like I said, click through the cards and read some information, educate yourself on mental health and the feminist issues surrounding it. But if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you wouldn't mind, please leaving a 5-star rating, and if you fill up to it, a little written review. All this does is help more people discover Crevacation, and we can share the love and share all these incredible women that I want to share with you guys. So without further ado, please welcome my beautiful guest, Bea, to episode 13 of Crevacation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world, not represented in the media, not treated equally online, and still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Crevacation.
Hi guys! So, I am here today with one of my very close friends. She's a beautiful human being. You'll definitely know who she is. She's always around. She literally won't leave. I'm here with a beautiful lady, and we're going to talk about today something that's very dear to my heart, and I know it's very dear to hers as well. I brought her on today because she's very open about it online, etc. She's a fantastic person, I think, to have an opinion on it. She has a lot of experience in it. Please welcome my beautiful friend, Miss B.
Hello.
Hi, B.
Hello, it's me.
How are you doing, B?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. We're very lucky today because we're actually recording our episode from the SG House.
We are.
Yeah.
We are in London.
In London town.
They've got a show this weekend.
Yeah, on the 20th of this month, actually, on Friday, they had the Black Cat Burlesque.
I'm excited to watch it. It's now it's in the rehearsals. It's very, very interesting.
Yes, you took part in the rehearsals today. I guess that's one of your jobs, but you're a performer. You perform with us at Disgrace as well.
I do, yes. My first performance at Disgrace was only a few months ago, actually. Yeah. And it was so cool. I loved it. I got to cover myself in fake blood. All the audience.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. You did really great for your first performance, I thought.
Thank you.
And you're also a model.
I am indeed. That's my main job.
Your main job, yeah.
That's my main gig.
And you like being self-employed?
Oh my God, I do. Although the tax man this year was not my friend. I pressed like one wrong button and it just charged me.
Something went wrong?
Yeah, I pressed something that I shouldn't have done. And it all went wrong, and now I'm in trouble.
Yep.
So I had to go to my account and, like, please help me out.
Oh, no.
I know.
Okay, B, so let's get right into this. I brought you on my episode today because, as I said in my little intro, you're a very open supporter of mental health online.
Yes.
Obviously, your job is completely online.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very kind of, like, an influential figure, I suppose, in the community.
I could say that, yes. Yeah.
Why is this important, do you think?
I've just seen far too many people being affected negatively by their own mental health and not understanding what to do about it. Or, obviously, in recent years, we've seen a massive increase of people feeling like they can talk online about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wonderful.
I guess it's really good.
Yeah. I was kind of inspired by one of your YouTube videos, actually.
When you
first put it out. Yeah.
I was like, oh, which one?
It was the first one that you said you were going to start doing daily vlogs because you were feeling a bit sad and you thought, if I do this every day, it's a thing I can do.
That is something I did.
About it. Yeah, and I just thought, oh, okay, that's inspired me a little bit.
Thank you.
Feel like I could do that. And I did, and it started with Instagram stories. And the amount of messages I got was wonderful.
It's great, isn't it? I think that's one great thing about mental health online is I always get such positive feedback. For other people, and they're always so happy.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Every time I speak out about it,
it's never bad. Something. I always expect shit, but
exactly. And people that I know that I wouldn't have thought would be affected by it. I've messaged them saying thank you for putting that up, and it's like
it's like they come out of the woodwork, and it's really nice.
Yeah. Everyone's the same.
Nice support network, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I love that. I'm talking to support networks. Who, like, out of all the kind of like more well-known mental health advocates on social media, who's your kind of favorite?
I think one of my favorite people that I follow, I originally followed on Vine, and their name's Jeffrey Marsh. I love them on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
All the videos that they do, it's so wonderful. I love it so much.
Yeah.
They're so sassy. It's great. And they wrote a book recently called How to Be You.
How to Be You.
Yes. And it's just learning how to accept yourself. And it's always
That's quite nice.
Wonderful human.
So it's like a self-help book.
Yes, for real.
I like that. I think self-help is really important in this day and age because, you know, like, obviously everyone spends all their time online.
Yes.
Do you think that negatively impacts people being online so much?
I think, of course, without a doubt, it does. The internet is a wonderful thing because it has all the stuff that you can find to help you in the world.
Yeah.
And all you need to do is type a couple of words into Google and you've got a whole network. And if you're socially anxious or you don't want to leave the house, you've got the world at your fingertips.
It's so important.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But on the complete opposite end of that spectrum is you have so much more stuff that is making people anxious. And the self-hatred now is insane. And I think the statistics for teenagers self-harming is the highest it's ever been in a decade or so.
Whoa.
Which is just...
It's going up. That's not
insane.
Good.
Insane. It is, but again, another wonderful thing is it's now being spoken about publicly. So young people that feel like they have no one to talk to now have the whole internet that are there to listen, which is why I think Twitter's become a bit of a rant and ravey place that people go.
It is a rant and ravey place, though, isn't it? I use it for rant and raving.
But that's a good thing. It's a wonderful outlet, and that's fantastic. Yeah. People with blogs and all sorts of stuff, like yourself.
Thank you.
You've
liked
it. And
that's true too. Yeah, I've only ever had positive influence, positive experiences with people talking about mental health online.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I suppose you say the anxious stuff is more just like subconsciously, isn't it? Like it's like advertising stuff as well.
Yeah. Well, you see photoshopping, and obviously we've seen that for years with magazines.
Yeah.
And it's only gotten worse on the internet because you can have a 15-year-old girl that follows Zoella or some random Instagram person.
Yeah.
That is edited to high heaven. Facetune, their waist is
in.
It could
be one of us, though. Well, this we're photoshopped.
This is the thing as well. But I love that people, or models especially in the alternative community, are saying more and more, don't edit my stretch marks out and don't edit my scars out.
I love that.
Which is fantastic.
Isn't it?
It's always a shame when you get an image back and you're just like, where is my skin texture gone?
Yeah, like I have scars on my legs there or something. Like, weird.
Dude, I'm covered in stretch marks. And when I first started modelling, I thought, oh, they can Photoshop it all out.
Yeah.
Being 18 years old, like, it's totally fine. I know,
you just do naturally, exactly. Don't you? That's what you've been brought up.
And now it's the complete opposite, whereas I'll send an image back to a photographer and like
don't take out that little bit of podge.
Please, can you just leave that on?
What's the one thing that you think people don't realise is photoshopped out so often?
Freckles photoshopped in. That I see that a lot, which is it's a new fashion trend. But I think people don't realise that you can change the shadow and the lighting on stomachs to give you abs, and they look really natural and normal.
Totally,
and it's just. Dude, it's not real.
Whoa.
It's fine if you don't have abs because it's not real. And the curves, like hip dips always get edited out. Like
they I
always have hip dip. Mm-hmm.
Hip dips are normal though. But that's the one thing about me that I'm like, but I know it's normal.
Yes,
completely.
Oh, and seeing girls editing out their armpits, just no armpit at all. Like what happened?
Yeah, it's
there?
Weird. There's no
what
like happened? Line or anything. I find people always don't realize you edit out the back rolls when you turn around.
Yeah,
everyone's like, oh, I've got back fat. I'm like, no, that's just skin.
That's just how your body looks when you turn around and your hips are in the exact same
exactly.
place.
Exactly. No. Oh, I yeah.
And cellulite as well. Literally everybody has it.
Everybody.
Everyone has it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, every part of the body can be edited awfully. It's not real. What you see on the internet, more often than not, is not real.
Absolutely not real. It's so sad that people aren't taught this in school, right?
Exactly. They have all these unobtainable goals of how they want their body to look because they've gone off a photo of a girl they saw once on Instagram.
It's kind of like porn, isn't it? Unrealistic expectations.
Exactly. Like, I grew up absolutely hating my vagina so much. Or I should say vulva, really. It's the vulva on the outside. Yes.
Well, right.
But I grew up hating it.
Yeah.
And it was only going into the sex industry and meeting so many other cam girls and porn stars. And I thought, oh my God, my vagina's totally normal.
Yes, likewise.
Whoa. I had no idea there were other shapes of vaginas because I was never taught that.
A porn vagina.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just straight.
I feel the same.
Coin slot vagina. That's what I thought vaginas were.
No.
And I was never told different. So yeah, when I saw mine, I was like, oh no, my insides are falling out. what's happened? But turns out that's normal.
That's completely normal, babe. It really is, honestly. I think vagina positivity is definitely coming.
Oh my
gosh. It's more prevalent, isn't it?
Though? It's starting. It's happening. Yes. With the rise of the feminist movement. Well, this particular strain of wave. Yes, vagina positivity. It's wonderful, and I love it. Whole body positivity in general.
I agree. Yeah, I'm going to do a body positivity episode soon. Absolutely.
Yes, good. Oh, I'm glad.
I'm into it.
I'm excited about it.
So, I just want to touch on, obviously, everyone's very quite tuned in with what's going on with the NHS at the moment. It's literally falling apart.
Yes.
I know that's mostly in, like, physical illnesses and stuff. People don't really touch on the mental health stuff because it's kind of like an ongoing crisis rather than like a one that booms. Do you think the NHS deals with mental health well at all? Even like a little bit?
Yeah, the people that still need it and are well-versed with how the NHS deals with mental health will know already that the funding for it has been more than halved. It's been cut completely some areas of the country. Where I'm from, I think they now get 20% of the original funding that they get for all the mental health services.
Why?
Which is awful.
That's ridiculous. Shouldn't go down.
I'm completely in agreement with you. I have no idea why, but I suppose our policemen have also been cut, so.
I know, absolutely. I don't understand why people are doing that.
But let's not get political.
No, let's not get political. It's all about the people.
I know. It's just it's such a shame because when I was younger, I was put through the CAMHS system and that was wonderful for me.
Oh, really?
It really, really helped when I was younger. It was, there's loads and loads of different therapies and techniques out there, and you should really, if you're someone that's going through therapy at the moment or counselling, if it's not working for you, try a different thing because there are so many ways of helping.
Yeah.
Like, just talking to someone. I had my first counsellor sat in the room with me, didn't say anything, and I didn't say anything either. And then it got to the hour mark, and he said, "Thank you for sharing your silence with me." And then I left, and that was it. And I could remember going home and just crying because I was like,
"Wow!"
I had to wait 6 weeks for that appointment.
Yeah,
and I didn't say anything.
Oh my gosh!
Because he didn't speak to me.
Yeah.
Whereas things like CBT and mindfulness and all of that,
yeah,
that helps as well. And that's what helped me.
Yeah.
Concentrating on, especially in recent years, and especially getting into my early 20s, finding out that mindfulness is actually a technique that you can use.
It should be. I think everyone should practice mindfulness. It's kind of like,
for real,
exercise for your brain, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's basically, if you've never heard of it, it is allowing thoughts to enter your brain, letting it be there, accepting the information, and then letting it go.
Yeah, so it's about being very present, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I enjoy like meditation and stuff like that.
Oh god, yeah. When I got into yoga meditation, I was like, oh
yeah,
this is what I should have been doing for all these years.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So sitting in a room and talking to someone I don't know doesn't work.
Yeah.
But sitting in a room on my own and concentrating on my breathing and what's going well for me and what's going wrong for me and how I can alter it.
Yeah.
That does work. So that's good to know.
That's good to know. Yeah, it takes a long time though, doesn't it? Like, your journey with mental health, I'm sure, has been going on for years and years.
It's been turbulent.
Yes.
Yeah. I was very, very young when I first thought, oh, I'm not right in the head here.
Mm-hmm.
Something's happening. And because of the way I was thinking, from as young as 8,
yeah,
things are...
That is quite young.
We're not good in my head, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, and I thought I was alone. And obviously, when you're in a low slump with mental health, you don't tend to look after yourself as well.
Absolutely. That's the first thing that goes to me.
Exactly. Sure. I just don't stop showering.
Totally. Like,
hair washing goes out the window.
Wardrobe.
I forget to feed myself. Yeah. It's not fantastic.
Yep.
It's not wonderful, but you can get out of it.
Yeah.
As soon as you start realising the signs, and then you go, okay, I've not actually eaten today. Oh, I'm feeling really sad. Right,
yeah.
I definitely need to eat something tomorrow then.
Yeah.
I need to do this. So.
And mindfulness has helped with that.
Yes.
Totally.
Absolutely. It has. And so many books out there on mindfulness. And
yeah.
You can just go onto YouTube and type in videos and things that explain it to you and help you.
That's really good.
Help you with it.
So that's definitely, you're coming towards, you think, a conclusion of your mental health journey, you think? Obviously, it's an ongoing thing forever.
Yeah.
It's something it's that's going to help you forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've found a method that helps for me. And when I'm feeling sad, accepting it.
Yeah.
And like yesterday... I don't know what happened to me yesterday, but I spent all day just crying.
Oh, it happens.
I know. I got lost on the way to the train station. I just started crying.
No.
I was sat on the floor just like heaving and crying.
And that's okay. It happens.
And it absolutely, some days, you're just going to cry.
I think most people listening.
Well, if you understand.
Yeah.
If you don't get it, you are so lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good for you.
But more people than not have a mental health problem nowadays, don't they?
Absolutely,
so
of
it's
course.
Totally normal to go and get help.
And so many of them are undiagnosed as well, so it's... Again, the power of the internet is spreading such a wonderful message, and it's also helping educate other people as well, because you will find that, or I've found in the past that neurotypical people can often think that people with mental health issues are just being hyperbolic and exaggerating, and
that's
not really the
ridiculous.
Case. It's not the case.
Have you experienced that in your journey?
Lots of times. I don't really...
Any particular memories?
Probably family members... thinking I'm being silly and over the top, or they'll say something that's just ridiculous and I'll get really mad at them and be like, no, that's not right.
Yeah.
But they don't understand that the reason I've reacted so strongly is because I'm having a really down day and you've just said something that's horrible.
Mm.
So it's one of those things.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Families can be a little bit funny. If you've got a supportive one, you're very, very lucky.
What would you recommend to help families be more supportive people in your position?
Literally talking to each other.
Yeah.
It's so important that if you're not handling things well, talk to your family, because more often than not, they're going to be so supportive.
Absolutely.
And
they love
not,
you.
Exactly. But if they're not, you've friends, and again, internet, go there.
Yeah.
Go to your doctors on your own and see if there's something that you can get there.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the word then. It ran away from me.
So going to the doctors, you recommend. When did you first seek help?
When I was, well, the first time I got help, it wasn't voluntary.
Oh, okay.
No, I went to a safe unit when I was 15, I think.
Okay.
Because I was just doing very silly things and putting myself in very silly situations. It's all it's all a big cycle of you feel really bad, so you do a stupid thing,
yeah.
you put yourself in a bad situation, and because you're in a bad situation, you feel sad again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all a long thing. And
it's a vicious cycle.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, for me, that resulted in being in a safe unit, which is basically like an institute for children,
wow.
which sucked so much.
Yeah.
But it gave me such a wake-up, because it made me realise that I need help. And it is out there, which is
yeah.
fantastic. And being so young, I just thought I was completely mental and on my own when...
Of course, being young is hard enough.
Exactly. In truth, I was just one in three young people that are struggling and
really?
Have no idea.
Is that the statistic?
I believe it is. Yeah, I just had a bit of water. I believe it's one in three young people are undiagnosed and don't know.
That's so sad. And
that have a mental health issue.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, obviously, we need to be doing more to change that. Like, I didn't get educated on mental health at all at school
yeah.
or anything like that.
I had no, there was no like side lesson that taught you about sex education. Oh, and mental health.
Mm.
Even sex ed now.
Mental health.
Right? Even sex ed now has been cut so much, which is
just
yeah. ridiculous. I don't understand. Kids need to talk about vaginas and dicks.
It
needs to happen.
Children do.
Where to put them, where not to put them, to wrap them up. Not wrapping up any bananas. Just get a dildo. Take a dildo to the class.
Classic sex
education. Show them how to do it. Exactly. Teach them how to put it on with their mouths. They might enjoy it. We don't know.
Educating children. So that's the future, right?
Educating of children. Course. Taking dildos into school.
Good. I'm not sure how that's going to help their mental health. I mean, sex is quite important mental health, I suppose, isn't it?
It is. I think so. There's
yeah.
a whole argument of how virginity is a complete man-made specifically man-made
okay.
social structure and how kids need to just chill and it's totally fine, but they're not taught about that. They're taught about keeping hold of your flower
yeah.
and holding on to it, and all the girls that lose it and get pregnant young are all wrong, and then all those girls go, oh, I'm so wrong and horrible, and again it's all a whole mental health issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Insane. Do you think girls have it harder than boys then?
So that's a very tough question.
Yeah,
because as young girls, you've got to remember that just like how 50, 40, 60 years ago, those are totally different numbers that I would have went for, 40, 50, 60 years ago, people weren't on contraceptives since
yeah.
the age of 12 years old. And it's not just the mental health issues you've got to think with that. It's physical things like DVT, deep thrombosis, and pulmonary embolisms, that things like the pill causes.
Mm.
But all we're told is, as a girl, you should be on the pill just in case you get pregnant. And we are now being told from such a young age
yep.
that you need to be on these things and all this sort of stuff. I'm still in that generation, but when I was a kid, I was then starting to think, I've got to be on contraceptive, but if I do, I'm then going to have to deal with things like paranoia and schizophrenia that isn't talked about. Like,
really?
These are all symptoms.
Wow.
Yeah, they're all symptoms of it, and it's
yeah.
just, it's horrible. Depression and anxiety are directly linked to most pills. I can't remember this.
That's very interesting.
A month one and a day one.
Yeah.
And both of them have carcinogenic thingy bobbies.
I didn't know that.
It's the amount of side effects from the pill
yeah.
that people just aren't aware of.
Yeah.
And again, because they're not told.
Yeah.
But depression is directly linked to it.
And that's why so many girls, you think, suffer from mental health.
Absolutely. Just the
yeah.
girls on contraceptives.
Yeah.
But...
And that's most girls, I would think.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was on the pill from a super young age.
Yeah.
And it didn't work for me. So then I was on the implant and that didn't... And I've gained so much weight, which again made me self-conscious. And it's,
really?
Oh, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But going back to the girls versus guys...
Mm-hmm.
The highest killer in men is suicide.
That's very true. I knew that. Yeah, that's quite a well-known statistic, isn't it? But it always shocks
yes.
me.
That is absolutely insane.
That shouldn't be a thing.
Exactly. But as females, we're taught to talk about things more.
That's
and
true.
Speak a little bit more. And guys are taught this toxic masculinity ideal that you should put up and shut up and be a man and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's...
That's very true.
Because of things like hormones... females probably have a much worse case.
They have probably a wider, broader spectrum, maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
they're affected monthly from
mm-hmm.
it. Like, any girls will know, or any people that have periods will know,
yeah.
that sometimes in the month, you're really, really fucking sad,
I've
and
read that
anything makes you cry.
Premenstrual tension can cause psychosis.
Absolutely.
It can.
Well, it's like how the word hysteria is from
yeah.
the women, and male people called it hysterical.
hysteria. Oh, it's ridiculous.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Ridiculous!
I'm not a fan of that.
Oh.
So, yeah, obviously, girls, we do have it harder, honestly, with the hysteria and all the shit like that. But one great thing I do feel very fortunate for being a girl is girl gangs.
Yes.
We have an amazing girl gang, of course.
We certainly do.
Do you think we need to, like, just kind of, like, spread the love and even teach people the benefit of, like, supportive friends and stuff like that? Do you think social is as important as getting treatment for yourself?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's no way I'd be even half as happy as I am when I have happy days if it wasn't for my friends, like you guys, and having people around me that are supportive and understand it. Because as soon as you open a conversation with a friend about how you might be struggling with something, or you're feeling a bit sad, or you've just been diagnosed with a mental illness, your likelihood is your friends know exactly what you're talking about, and they're either in the same boat, have been through the same thing, or they're going through the same thing as you are at that moment in time, especially if you're a young person.
That's very true, yeah.
Because most people have the exact same things going on, and they've got no idea that the world doesn't revolve around them, which is a natural thing when you're a kid to go, oh no, I'm falling over and now my knee's busted and this is the worst thing to happen to anyone ever.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. It's okay.
No.
Your friend did it yesterday. Forget it.
Yeah, and they can just give you so much love and advice and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think in our friendship group, especially, one of the biggest or more noticeable, memorable times of all the girls going, yeah, me too, was when I was followed home from an event we went to.
Yes.
And just putting in our WhatsApp group saying, guys, I feel like absolute shit. I've just had to get on a bus that's not my bus because this guy won't leave me alone. And every single one of the friends go, yeah, that happened to me last week. Yeah, that happened to me yesterday. Yeah, I'm currently on a train that I shouldn't be on because the guy won't leave me alone. And it's this keys in with how girls have it a lot differently than guys, because guys don't usually, or not all guys, don't have to worry about leaving the house with a bit of makeup done feeling sassy because they're not going to be assaulted or grabbed in the street.
Yeah.
And that is...
That's so true.
That's something that me personally, I think about daily. If I'm leaving the house, I think, okay, get yourself together, have that 3 deep breaths before you leave the door, because there could be a dude who's going to follow you to the tube station right on your street.
Yeah, absolutely.
And male people don't really have to worry about
that, and that's a whole different kettle of fish, like PTSD and stuff from things happening to women.
Absolutely.
Like, I'll put my hand up, absolutely, I have PTSD from an accident. It's devastating.
Yeah. Well, I'm a PTSD sufferer myself.
Are you?
I am indeed. It sucks. And something that people, that I was reminded about horrifically recently, but something that a lot of people don't know about that is that you can have flashbacks and responses because of PTSD that have nothing to do with what's going on. My boyfriend had a little toy monkey that he decided to put... It made a noise, and he decided to put it behind my head and scare me with it because it made a noise. And that would have been really funny if I was having a good day, or if for some reason my brain went, danger, and I burst out crying. I was, like, curled up behind my hands, which is a totally... I'm in fight or flight situations, I'm a fight person. Mm-hmm. And in that situation, because of a toy monkey, I turned into this 3-year-old girl that was crying and couldn't get off the sofa.
Wow.
And that's just a totally really, really odd response to something that may have happened to me when
it
I was
doesn't make sense at all, does it?
Not at all. A toy monkey making a noise made me terrified.
Yeah.
It's odd how you can have totally different responses.
Yeah.
Which is something to remember if you've got a friend or you know someone that has this. They might completely lose their shit over dropping a hat.
Yeah.
But really, it's for some weird reason, it's something totally different.
Yeah. Do you find yourself, you obviously, you studied psychology, didn't you?
I did, yes.
So do you find yourself, like, analysing your own
thoughts, oh my God, so much,
etc.?
Yeah. But doing psychology helped me do that so much.
I studied counselling, like a very minor counselling
degree. Yeah. Or not degree. It does. It helps you. It helps you, like, look at other people and then reflect and go, oh, so that's why I did that the other day. And, all right, okay, I'm actually upset about this. Absolutely. Yeah. Which also gives you a little bit of a qualification.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That's very true. It's went back to college. Self-discovery. I think that's really important, like self-help, self-help books and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find them? What's your opinion on them?
I really love them, but I've got to be in the mood for them. And obviously books don't work for everyone.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody's different, and this is what's wonderful and horrible about mental health. there's one book that I found when I was researching for my psychology.
Yeah.
And that was Girl Up by Laura Bates. And that's Bates. Definitely a book that I would recommend to girls, especially schoolgirls.
Okay.
Any females that have young females in their lives or mums that want to get to know their daughters a bit better. Mm. It's
great.
It's a wonderful book just about how things are normal and it's all right that you feel a bit shit because you're going to, and it's totally fine.
And it makes you feel so much better.
Yeah, and it's got really cool doodles in it as well. I said doodles, so weird.
Doodles,
doodles.
Drawings and doodles at the same time. Excellent. Yeah, self-help. I don't know, I think I read a book, I remember the only one that I've ever read and has really stuck in my head was called Sort Your Life Out.
All right, okay.
It was,
gets to the
point.
Yeah,
it was very to the point. And so it's a totally different kind of style of self-help. Yeah. There's so many different styles out there.
Yeah.
If you've like tried one and not liked it, there's
true
so
story.
Many more to try.
Yes, there's a really blunt one. I think it's called Fuck It.
Oh, really? I love that shit. That works for me.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the whole book's just like, so this happened. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Literally say the words fuck it to yourself
fuck
out
it.
Loud. Blow a breath.
Train
fuck
the brain.
It. And that's it. It's
yeah.
Nothing. That I'm in a situation that's horrible and I've got to get out of it, think there's nothing that can be done about it now.
Yeah.
And a deep breath, it's happened. I can't do anything to affect it. I can now only accept it and move on. And then get upset about it and cry 3 days later.
Yeah.
But that's totally not the point.
Okay,
right,
so
now.
What's your point? Yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
Are there any other like blogs or anything that you would recommend? Anything that
Oh my god, there are tons on
I'm so
WordPress.
Into following some new self-help blogs. I don't follow enough. I follow all my beautiful friends, of course.
Yes.
But Instagram's such a highlight reel, like, sometimes I want to follow some self-help ones too.
There's loads of podcasts about mental health now as well.
There are.
Yes, usually I'll just type into the Apple podcast thing, just mental health, and I'll listen to all of them. It's
really?
So good. There's tons
Do
of
a lot come
there.
Up?
Yes. Which is fantastic. Not as many as, like, the comedy section.
Yeah,
but you're not really
course.
Going to.
There's never going to be.
And a lot of them are very... Hi, you're here without somebody.
Oh, really?
And here is, and it's that's not for me.
It's a very American.
Yeah.
It's great.
They're all good, though. They
yeah.
are good. And I've noticed that a few of them are, like, university students that just wanted to make a podcast. And
yeah.
We're going to make it about mental health.
Oh.
It's really good. A few of them are really lovely to listen to, so that's fantastic.
Yeah. That's
Joe
great.
Rogan's done plenty with
Joe
psychologists.
Rogan.
Yes.
Okay.
His podcast is called The Joe Rogan Experience, and he has people on, like, MMA fighters and comedians and lots of different people. But he has quite a few like college professors and psychologists and psychiatrists on as well.
Yeah.
He had a self-help lady on there recently, and her podcast was fantastic because she was just talking about how she has accidentally fallen into the role of helping people realise that they may not achieve all of their dreams just by wishing for it. And how you've actually got to put the effort in. And I was like, oh.
That's nice.
Yes. Very, very good point. Because a lot of people don't think of things that way.
That's very true.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Just sit and wait for things to happen, and they see their friends doing it so well, and then think it's going to happen for them just by landing on their lap, and they don't necessarily
Absolutely
see
not.
The
Absolutely not. That's not true. That's not going to happen, right?
No, I mean, just for some people.
Yeah.
But
not the usual people, being. Don't worry. No. It's the highlight reel. It's just the highlight reel.
Certainly is.
Any other platforms or anything like that that you think are really valuable in kind of like accessing mental health online?
Oh my gosh, I forgot what it is, but I'll be able to send you a link to it. I'm not sure you can put it in a description-y thing. There's an app that you can get that lets you talk to other people and counsellors immediately. There was a website, brilliant. I think it was called like Seven Cups or something, like years ago, that Seven I used Cups. To go on. I think it was called Seven Cups. I will have to have a Google. Don't take my exact word for it. but following, making sure that you're following accounts like, who's that girl that we follow? Self Love Club.
Molly.
Yes.
Fantastic, yes. Inspirational, amazing woman.
Oh my God, I so love amazing. Her. And she's gorgeous. Following accounts like that, just do that. Just follow accounts that make you feel happy about yourself.
I know. I love this account. Oh, what's the other account?
I can't remember.
Her friend runs one as cool as well. She's called Liv. She's also fucking wicked.
Oh, wonderful.
Love her.
I'm sure they'll be like
absolutely. Yeah. What about like websites and stuff?
The mind.org.uk. Mind's a charity, and it's all, oh my gosh, their website's just full of information on all the sort of medications people can get and all the different types of mental health issues. Their website is one of my go-to places. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's quite good if you need like definitions of stuff, etc.
Yes.
Like, I know you go to the doctors and when you're talking about your mental health, you may not be in a state where you really remember
anything
they've told you. So I think Mind's a great resource if you are in any way doubtful.
Yes.
And they also actually do counselling.
They do
charity counselling. So they're a really, really great charity.
They do, of course.
Yeah.
I think they've got like a number you can just call.
Yes, they do. They have a helpline, I think.
They do.
They're really great.
Oh, so good.
I love a good hotline.
Yes.
They're really important. Speaking of hotlines, the Samaritans.
Yes, the Samaritans are a fantastic charity that help everyone. Big up the Samaritans. I love it. I love it so much. They recently did, I know in Stamford, they Hope, they had Samaritans volunteers going to the train station, and it was on, I think it's like Blue Monday in January, it's like, which is supposed to be...
Oh, maybe the most depressing day of the year.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. And they went with little tea bags that were called Brew Monday instead of Blue Monday and sat down and just had a cup of tea with random people at the train station.
Oh my God, at the
and
train
that's
station.
How the day was going.
Oh, I love things like that.
How wonderful idea is that?
So I love it when people stop to talk to me about mental health, I always...
Yes,
always
of course.
Yeah.
The amount of people that came up to you at the London Tattoo Convention just to talk to
you. That was absolutely really inspiring. Like, I felt quite emotional about that, actually. Like, I didn't realise that affected that many people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Crimson were crying when that girl came up to you. We were just like, we're so proud of her.
I love it. I love just listening to people. I think it's really important. Like, I obviously have a platform, you have a platform. It's important to use it. But it's also important to just be a good person. How can I preach all this stuff online if I'm not doing it in real life?
Exactly.
And I will sit down, and if somebody is fucking crying, I will not leave that room until I've
spoken
to them. Of course, like, or if someone's even, any of my friends are going through something, like, I wouldn't shy away from talking to them about it.
Of course.
Like, you've got to do it on their terms. You don't want to push them into anything.
Of course, no.
But yeah, I just always would.
You should do.
Yeah.
I think it's important to show strangers the same courtesy you would for yourself.
Yeah.
If you see someone crying at a train station, just walk over and say, you're alright.
Yeah, exactly.
Complimenting strangers is my favourite thing ever to
do. I think it's great. It makes everyone happier.
I love it. Seeing a girl, I actually swapped numbers with a girl on the tube.
Yeah.
Because her eyeliner was so amazing.
It was fierce.
It was so sharp, she could cut a bitch from a mile away. And I just wrote a note on my phone saying, your eyeliner's amazing, and showed it to her. And she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. We swapped Instagrams. It was
so
much
wonderful.
Fun.
You follow her nice now. Person. You went out in real life.
Exactly. How adults make friends.
That's one of the other things that really goes to me when I just say, just don't talk to people.
I know.
It's so important. Because when I talk to someone, I'm like, I feel like I don't want to speak to someone for a whole day.
Yeah.
And I'll speak to someone and be like, oh, you're fine, I can talk to whoever I want now.
Yeah.
Like, the spell's been broken. Like.
Exactly. I get in those situations as well where it's days where I don't talk to anybody, I'm not leaving my room.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you do need someone else to go, you all right, did a cup of tea? And
you go,
oh, right, shit, okay.
Like, oh, all right,
I'm in a complete bubble.
Yeah.
Voices do exist.
That happens to me too.
I'm fine.
Is it funny how that happens? Like, you're never definitively better.
Yes. Well, it's an up and down thing. It's, you're not defined by and you're not controlled by, but you are affected by your mental health. And to pretend that you're going to be fine every single day is unrealistic. Again, mindfulness, just letting something come in, accepting it, letting it go, and being present in yourself.
So you have that. What is your favourite thing to do when you have a bad day? What's your self-help kind of thing?
Oh, okay. When I feel really, really shit, I think it's important to feel shit. So okay. I'll put on some sad songs and I'll be sat in my room and I'll be thinking about how nothing in life is going right and everything's rubbish and it's really shit. And then I go to bed and I think, right, that day's done. You got that, all that out of the way. Tomorrow's totally different and you're not going to be sad. And I'll wake up and go, oh, I still feel a little bit sad. So I'll feel a little bit sad for an hour or so and then go, okay, I'm done. That's it now. I'm going to be okay and it's all wonderful. And if I still feel a little bit sad, it's all right. Because I'm surrounded by all that happy I've just forced into myself. It's wonderful.
I love it.
I love it so much.
That sounds really good. I like that idea.
Let yourself feel like shit and then tell yourself you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And even if you have a few rocky bits, it's all right because you're pushing yourself into a positive mind frame. PMA all day.
PMA. All the way. Yeah, that's good. I like that little thing.
Yes.
I just like to have a bath, really.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know, it's just...
I'd rather sit in my room and cry.
It's so simple. I know, it's bizarre. Like, people have obviously... I like journaling as well. That's one thing that really works for me.
I've started doing that. Yeah, it's so much fun. Yeah. I started, like, cutting up Polaroids and putting them in there. I'm like, oh, it's like sad. Water's big off me.
It's good to keep track of how your life's feeling and how your life's doing. And sometimes it's easy to not look back and remember the good stuff, which obviously gives me a bad day. Yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I'm a big bather for myself as well.
Yeah.
I end up just having a bath like 2 a.m. It's ace.
I love it.
Just being by water. Water is so calming.
Water is a bit calming, isn't it?
I do. Anything like by the sea or a pond or a lake. Oh, it's just so wonderful. I love it. I love the waves.
Yeah.
It's great.
Great for your mental health. So to sum up your self-help regime, you're kind of like what you do to maintain your mental health. You do your mindfulness.
I do.
You do.
I let myself feel stuff.
Yeah.
Push myself towards positivity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very hippie about it all.
That works for you, girl.
Face masks. Go to Lush.
Yeah.
They're cruelty free. Get in there. Get yourself a vegan face mask.
Yeah.
Eat vegetables for Christ's sake.
Mm.
And sleep.
Yeah.
Loads.
And what would you sum up your advice to people who, I suppose, are considering accessing mental health for the first time?
Be patient.
Yeah.
Because if you are going through the NHS, you are going to have a while to wait, but it's so worth it in the end.
Yeah.
And if you're in your current counselling or therapy or some sort of technique and it's not working for you and you feel like it's having a rubbish effect on you, you're not enjoying it, tell the person you're seeing and they'll be able to talk you through a completely different method of therapy and self-help. That's what is a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
Get in there and actually talk about it. If you think something's not working for you, there are other methods.
Yeah.
And if you need things like medication, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Take your pills, get on with your day.
Absolutely.
If you need
There's no shame. We need to definitely reduce that stigma, don't we?
Exactly.
And fucking yes.
Again, there's so many different kinds of medication as well.
Absolutely.
True story.
Confusing. Educate. So I think, educating people is really important. And just reducing the stigma.
Yes, of course.
And being patient, like you said.
Taking dildos into schools. That's what we need to do.
That's the summary of the entire episode.
It's our podcast. That's the point I'm trying to make. Dildos belong in classrooms.
Thank you, V-Dux, for that beautiful bombshell right there.
You're more than welcome.
Where can we find you online? If people want to find you and follow your wonderfully inspirational Instagram page, etc., where can we find you?
Yes, I'm on Instagram and Twitter as It's V-Dux, ITSBEADUX.
Beautiful.
That's where I am.
That's where you are.
True story.
And any other plugs you want to give?
Patreon. I'm a big Patreon lover.
Absolutely.
patreon.com/bdux. Other than that, I'm all groovy, really.
Fun.
That's me. That How about
great.
You?
I'm great. Thank you very much. I'll pop mine in the beginning so I don't bore people at the end here.
You are pretty boring.
No, absolutely. Well, B, thank you so much again. I've had a fucking dream. You're amazing. Thank you so much for sharing with me. I know it can be a difficult thing to talk about.
Yes.
But I think
I did it.
I think people are going to be really inspired by what you did. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We didn't cry. So that's good.
We didn't cry. High five. Audible high five. Yes. All right, V-Dux. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 13 of Provocation. This has been V-Dux. Thank you, babes. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.